The Burt Show.
All right, let's check in with Jackson here. Jackson came on our phone screener because there is a lot on the line right now. Let's reset this. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, today's Judgment Day. So I came in studio a couple months ago asking for some motivation to help me lose some weight. I chose the absolute worst time of year to do this. And, of course, everyone here happily obliged to thinking of punishments if I didn't lose 15 pounds by today.
And, again, as we said before we left for break, there are some people that think this is the perfect time, that mentally, if you start your stuff before January 1st, the toughest time of the year, especially when it comes to diet, that if you can do that for 2 weeks before January 1st, you've already trained yourself. Like, I could do it during the roughest time. Now it's easy.
Exactly.
Do you remember when we started this? Because we did the math and you were able to do it healthfully.
It was right at the edge of being able to do it, like, healthily and, you know, like, it was possible for sure.
Yeah.
I think it was November 2nd that we started, and today's January 3rd. So it was, like, roughly 2-ish pounds a week, a little under that. And so I, you know, made a lot of lifestyle changes. I was in the gym a lot more. I had switched over to a meal plan. Obviously, that's not something that you can keep consistently doing over a break like the one that we had, especially with Christmas and Thanksgiving that passed by.
And you're traveling a lot, too, so
exactly.
You don't have as much control of your food, right?
100%. So it was definitely super hard. And so do we want to hear the results?
Well, first, the punishment again.
Yeah, of course. How could I forget?
That up, right?
What's on the line?
Yeah, let's build the tension first. What is on the line?
So Cassie lovely volunteered this idea of me taking a picture in my underwear with Cheeto fingers and chocolate smeared on my face, and we're going to use it as a Burt Show advertisement at some sporting event, something.
On the big screen.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. And you had how much to lose and how many weeks?
I had 15 pounds to lose in about 8 weeks.
Okay.
Drum roll, please. I have lost 9.5 pounds.
Oh.
Well, yay!
Yay!
Hey, why'd you bring balloons in here?
So, the balloons were... Okay, two things.
He thought when he got on the scale, he'd lift
exactly
them up a little bit.
I brought him more. I just said to take a couple more off of me. Needed a few more balloons, my guy.
Yeah.
So, I actually haven't weighed myself in like a week, and I was like, I'm just gonna see what happens and like go for this, because the big part of me was like, all right, I think I should just like cut out eating for the, you know, 3 days going into this. But I knew that that's not super honest with like your actual weight. And like, I don't know, it just didn't make a lot of sense. And so, Christian, I could have used the stomach bug that you had.
I lost 6 pounds.
Is that right?
Yes, it was so bad.
You should have called her and just said, come over and cough in my face. It's all I need
Let
is you to
lick
cough
your
in my
face.
Between the two of them, he hit the 15 mark. And that's why the scales suck so much, because you told us you've been doing 2-a-days, right?
Yeah.
In the gym, running, you've changed your eating habits. Like, Burt even commented he could see the weight loss in your face.
Yeah, I can't see that anymore.
Yeah,
just kidding.
You puffed up again. But because you didn't hit this arbitrary number on the scale, it's a failure when you've literally overhauled your entire life for 2 months.
Yeah, well, you were doing 2-a-day workouts, but you were eating 10 times a day, and that math on that is not good.
I know, and the drinking, you know, consistently doesn't help at all either.
Yeah, that'll do it.
100%. But the thing is, like, I'm still proud of myself for even, you know, taking this on in the first place. I'm obviously a man of my word, and I will continue in, you know, going through with the punishment that's at hand. That is totally okay. But, you know, at the end of the day, I was able to accomplish at least a little bit something towards this goal, and now we can start off the new year, you know, on the right track.
Yeah, I don't want you to be proud of yourself.
Only disappointment.
You missed your goal on this one.
Yeah, you failed.
All right. Either winning or losing.
Yeah. All right, time to just put it back on now. I'm done now.
All right, so we've got some work to do now. Where, when, how, what events, what organization do we approach for this? Is it a full-on Burt Show commercial with him just sliced in it, or is it just him? We got work to do.
We do, and I think finding the organization is going to be the hardest part.
Probably.
I mean, is the professional soccer team going to let us do it? Is the professional football team going to let us do it?
Well, I think what we'll end up trying, we'll be ambitious at first and go like Falcons.
Yes.
And then what we'll end up with is the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, which is a minor league baseball team.
Maybe the Savannah Bananas will let you be on their screen.
That would would actually be awesome.
I know, right?
And that's the kind of organization that would go, oh, really?
They would embrace it.
Definitely. If you guys don't know who they are, they just are very unique in the way they play baseball. The dudes wear kilts. They sing during the... It's a legitimate baseball team, minor league baseball team.
It's like a TikTok baseball team,
but they win. But they've been doing it before TikTok, and
yeah.
They win.
Yeah.
Those guys, that's a great idea.
Thanks.
No, dude, in all sincerity, congrats on the weight you did take off.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Burt Show.